Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. And today's artist spotlight, the very gifted singer-songwriter, Keandra Lockett, as we have the pleasure of celebrating her new album, The Heal. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the captivating Keandra Lockett.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing fine, my love. Congratulations on a wonderful new album.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I got to ask you, I've had an opportunity on several occasions to go all the way back. I can't believe it's been, what, 3 years when you released your 2015 album, Bring Me To?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow. You talking about a transformation. Lord.
Wow. So many people have mentioned that, and that really means a lot to me. So, wow. And look, for you to go way back, that says a lot as well. So, thank you for being a true supporter.
Oh, yeah. I'm a stickler when it comes to music. And I must say, your vocals resonate. Your vocals have actually gotten stronger. What I'm more impressed about the new album is that this album to me is a complete reflection of who you are as far as your growth and your journey.
It puts an
M on your vocal prowess. And I think a lot of times as an artist, we're part of a group and then we go solo. We put so much emphasis on the bells and whistles on the production aspect instead of saying, wait a minute, I'm a vocalist. Can we just kind of stick to a gap here? Let's stick to the vocals.
I see
that now. What are you most proud of as far as the new album?
I'm definitely proud of, you mentioned production. And I know that, you know, you shouldn't put too much focus on, you know, those things. You definitely, as you mentioned, as a solo artist coming from a group, you want to be able to sit out there and allow people to be, you know, your difference, to know your difference. Of course, they ain't going to be able to notice it without, you know, you hiding it, or rather with you hiding it with all the extra stuff. But the production side of it really means a lot to me as it relates to mixing and mastering and things like that. I had the opportunity to work with Darius Scott from Dallas, Texas. He mixed my album, actually. He was one of the contestants on, I think, not X Factor, but The Voice. And he's just talented, like just well-rounded. He's just super dope as a producer, mixing engineer, all that. And not to mention my producer, Teddy P. Williams. So both of them together, they came together and they brought out the best in me. And, you know, vocals, like, yeah, got to make sure the vocals and everything are heard, you know, everything is heard and everything is on point. But you got to make sure, too, that, you know, that all of that matters. You know, it really matters to me, all of it. And so I'm super proud of it, super proud of styling, just everything. Look, I can sit up here all day and say what I'm proud of. But I really am. And for you to notice it, though, that means, like, whew, thank you, Lord. We did everything that we set out to do. So, yeah.
You know, I've never liked the word hard. I don't just, you know, subscribe to that. I've always looked at I've always found the word challenging more my kind of cup of tea. What has been the most challenging aspect to go from a group setting to being a solo artist?
Okay, right. Well, the most challenging part about this, and it's still a challenge, is honestly not having them there. You got to, you know, take into consideration that their safety in numbers. So when I have my girls on stage with me, it's totally different. You know, the camaraderie, like everything is just really different. The delivery of the song. And number one, being because I ain't up there by myself and, you know, pulling the load on my own. but you gotta, you know, I think that God put me out here on my own because he wanted to strengthen that muscle, you know, strengthen the solo muscle. And he has something to say through me and has something to say through the other girls as well. But, you know, definitely wanted to put messages out there through me. And I can tell you that that's the truth because every message in this album and every song, rather, people are just like, oh, my gosh, this album is so bomb. Not only does it sound good, but it's empowering and it's life-changing. It's challenging people, exactly what I pray, challenging people to, you know, to change and to, you know, want to be better as Christians and better as people, you know. And I think that if you're not providing a solution, which, you know, that's my solution, those messages to challenge people. If you don't provide a solution to the listener, you might want to, you know, consider doing something else or just going back to the drawing board and doing it over. And that was a challenge as well for me to make sure that what I put out and what I service to people was something that would not only sound good and feel good, but something that would challenge people and hit them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To hear something and take it and run with it and just be better. You know, Whitney Houston, she did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, artists like her, they did that. And I want to be able to do that.
Well, you know what? It definitely resonates in your new album. I remember seeing you collecting a part of it, and I said, wow, mm-hmm. each and every one of them have incredible voices. And I said, but every
Thank
artist
you.
That I've had the pleasure to converse with that have a group, one of the things is said about being a solo artist, they have an opportunity to express their own feelings, to
yeah.
write the things that they want to write. Because when you're part of a group, you have to share. It's like, hey, this person has
yes.
input,
right.
this person has to come in on this vocal, and this, and it's like, no. Miss Lockett is out there on her own. She's expressing. She's doing her own thing, and I can tell the growth not just by vocally, and also lyrically, but your look. When you were part of the group, it was oh my. I said, okay, we had that very. Let's see, what's the word I'm looking? I'll say tame. A very tame, very. Very tame, a very docile, come to Jesus type of setting. And now, I'm looking at you now. Oh, and Lord, I said, okay.
Right. She's grown up.
She's, yes, Lord.
Look, Ooh. Shout out to my stylist, my sister, Kim Lockett. Yeah, yeah. So, thank
Man.
You, though.
Oh, that's my, I'm being honest. I mean, a lot of times it takes an artist to become somewhat comfortable in their own skin.
Yeah.
And what I see
yeah.
from you, you have become totally comfortable. Not only that, you've become more transparent as an artist. How does
yeah.
that make you feel?
Mm-hmm.
Being that kind of showing that kind of transparency and having the listeners get a little bit more of who Keandra is as an artist, but also as a person.
It makes me feel good because, of course, you're not the only one. This is how I know that these people are telling me the truth because I hear everybody saying the same thing. So thank you. But it's an amazing feeling. It makes me feel so good to know that people, it's not that they don't love certain artists or certain people. It's that when you can relate to an artist and they're not so cookie cutter or so robotic, they don't seem so perfect, you know, it's easy for you to get with them. And I wanted to make sure that I was open because I've always, you know, thought that I was open or pretty transparent, but obviously not so much. But, you know, people, they really love that and appreciated that. And just like with Speedway, you know, I discussed basically, you know, how there have been times that I've compared myself, times that I wished that I was further along and on the same path and level as other people. But what I've realized is that, you know, you got to make sure that you are focused on your lane. And when you're focused on your lane, you cruising and driving and coasting in your own lane, you ain't got to worry about nobody else. And I really had no idea that other people were struggling with that too, you know? Or I knew that they were, but now that I've come out and said something, there have been people who would be like, wow, like, that's inspiring, and it's so awesome to know that, you know, you broke that down. You know, we all deal with it, but how do we overcome those feelings of wanting to be successful and being on another level with somebody else, you know, and we're not there yet? How do we overcome that? And so it's so amazing. I'm baffled. I really am by the success of this album and how everybody has been, you know, taking it in.
Well, we've been waiting. I said, you know, when my program director at first brought you to my attention as far as the new album, I said, really? I said, it's been a minute since she put out an album. And she said, you really need to listen to the album. I said, okay, no problem. I said, well, shoot it over to me. Now, listen, I said, wait a minute, is that Miss Lockett? She said, I'm telling you, I said, let me go back and listen. I said, let me go back and listen to the group. And I said, then let me go back and listen to her first solo album. And I said, wow. I said, her vocals are really strong. And she said, you need to take a look at her. I said, well, I know what she looks like. I said, she's a very beautiful young woman. No, Teddy Bear, you need to take a look at her now. I said, okay, no problem. I said, oh, my.
Wow.
I said, oh, my. I said, all decked out. I don't know if that's orange or rust, but Jesus, mother of goodness. I said, okay. Whoa. I said, yes, Lord. She is grown up. And I said, she is just on point. And I'm so impressed. But you know what? On a serious note, I want to touch on something that you brought up about music having a message. Because I think everything in life, there has to be a balance. You have to have some substance.
Right.
And right now, we're in a time right now in this country where there is so much adversity, where people are looking for something that they can hold on to, where I've seen people, this is nothing old, where people have a tendency to use the Bible in a very wicked manner, to use it to support their own way of thinking. And we know in the Bible it says nothing about hating or seeing that one particular race is superior over another race. But when people are in that mentality about having very wicked thoughts, it's amazing how the devil is able kind of to interlude and twist things, making people believe what they want to believe. What does it mean to you knowing that you have that kind of power in your music to reach out, especially to the younger listeners, and let them know, you know what? It's cool to pray. It's cool to come to church. It's cool to get you have that kind of spirituality or that closeness in building that relationship to God. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel really good that, you know, if I have that much influence to get people to listen to the music, how much more influence do I have to get them to really focus on the Lord? And it also says to me, suggests that I have a boatload of responsibility in my hands. That's what we all have as Christians, as gospel singers, musicians, all of that. We have a boatload of responsibility. And I think we take that for granted sometimes, you know, because we have the people's attention. It's like, okay, well, you know, let me get us this little song or this little EP, and I'm done. But no, every time that I'm able to go out on stage, every time I'm able to pen a song or put an album out, I have now decided that, you know, I have blood on my, you know, and responsibility to feed these people something of substance, to feed these people the truth. And if I don't, then, you know, the Lord, he'll deal with it. And I think that it's yet a beautiful thing that he would still trust me to be able to go out and put messages out there, you know, that people are influenced by, the people they appreciate and they love, and it's relevant to even young kids. Like, I had a good friend of mine, and I'm very sure you know her, she's Kaylin Carr. She hit me up, and she was like, Try sounds like a song that should be on Disney. And at first, when I thought about it, I was like, wait, what you trying to say there? Like, is it just teeny bopper? Like, kids bop? Like, what you mean? But what she meant by it is that it has that crossover appeal, and that it could cross over into markets like that, as well as it could, you know, hit the hearts of young listeners, you know, and that's what we want. We want to be able to hit everybody as much as we possibly can. And I'm just, again, I'm so floored and so full and overwhelmed by this. Like, you have no idea, no idea.
Well, the feedback has been incredible. Not just as far as
yeah.
the industry, but just your, I don't like to use the term fans, because to me that song, that's so
yeah.
generic to me.
Yeah.
I like family members, supporters. I mean,
right. supporters,
outpour,
yes.
Oh, yeah. The outpour has been fantastic. Does it ever get to a point where it's like, wow, it gets a little bit overwhelming? It's like, they are really vibing my music. They're really digging what I'm saying, what I'm trying to get across to
them. Right. At this point, it hasn't become so overwhelming to where I'm like, you know, I don't know how to deal with it. I don't know how to take it. But that's at this point. I had a page. They have range. They posted a video of me singing, and it's gotten like 150,000 views as of late. That's what I saw the last time. But I had all those people, or many of them rather, to come and follow me. And a lot of people were saying, oh, I love your style, I love your new album and all that. And again, that was awesome. That was a bomb. That was the only time, though, that I was like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, no. And look, those are, a lot of them are worldly or secular or mainstream type followers of that page. So that's a scary thing. You know, you feel pressure, you know, to you know, be all clean and pristine and, oh, I gotta pose correctly and godly and all that kind of stuff. But it's like, you know, Keonda, just be yourself, and they gonna love you regardless. And whoever don't love you, then you ain't for them, you know. And so that's the only time I've ever, you know, gotten afraid. But, you know, this journey and path that I'm on for the Hill, it ain't over yet. So when we interview next year, I speak it. Then I'll let you know how I feel.
All right. You know? I don't want to do that. Far be it from me to deprive many listeners and supporters out there of great music. Let's get into it. Now, I'm a little bit jaded now because songs that have been really getting a lot of airplay have been Joy and Try. But one of my favorite songs on the entire album is Real Love. I love that song.
Oh, wow.
To death.
Wow.
I mean, I've really got a Jones for that song.
Thank you.
I love that song. Because like I said, I'm when it comes to lyrics, I'm a stickler when it comes to lyrical content. And to me, out of all the songs that you get on there, to me, it was like you're touching a baby. Just that kind of softness, that kind of just being able just to kind of ride along and just kind of vibe with it and listening to the message at the same time. So let's get into it, of course, by the incredibly, yes, beautiful, yes, Lord. Keonda Lyle, new album to heal with Real Love. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Be my best one, me best friend, gonna be my last one. Got it on my mind that the pain from the past one. Real love don't come easy, it takes that hard work to still be with me. I'll be right here waiting until it look like that. Takes a good guy to love you till the morning back. It ain't gonna take the time to love me, move on, sway. Before I try to find somebody else to love me, I learn to love myself. Try to find somebody else to love me.
quite fantabulous, as I would do like to say it to myself. I must ask you something for you. I must ask, we're all tested at one time or another. Our faith is tested. Can you remember at any time within the last 2 years that your faith has really been tested as far as not just career-wise, but just from your personal life, where you're like, wow, I'm really being tested?
Yeah, definitely as it relates to being in a relationship. You just play real love. we are all tested and tried, obviously, in that area as it relates to, I know as millennials anyway, as it relates to taking a stand really living this life. It's hard, you know, being single and wanting to have a relationship with a man, you know what I'm saying, and truly having a proper relationship as it relates to God and His way. And I'm just being real honest. You know, I'm 33 years old, and you know, I know how to, you know, get myself together, make myself look good, and all that. And when I'm approached, you know, by a man, look, don't let him look good. I was just like, listen, and if you ain't the one, you ain't right. Then move to the side. I ain't got time for that. But it's honestly hard, you know, it really is. But you have to stay focused on, you know, on your goals, and the ultimate goal for me is definitely marriage, you know, and I'm trying to safely put it and, you know, say it correctly, you know, be real safe. But the ultimate goal for me is marriage. And I want to make sure that I am pleasing God, pleasing my husband, even now. And, you know, being a great example for other young women. Again, it's been hard, but the hard part about it is making sure that I am staying in the will of God and staying, I guess, clean and, you know, keeping my hands clean and pure in that area and doing what I need to, you know, what I need to do. I can't tell anybody to do it my way or, you know, I can't just, there aren't any, like, any guidelines that I can give you. I can only point you to scripture. I can only point you to the Bible, you know. So make sure that you're reading your word, that you're staying close to God. Because our hearts and our flesh, our bodies, you know, we want to do something else. But, you know, we got to stay in the spirit of God to, you know, continue to do the right thing. And look, I'm saying, look, I'm giving a whole book and all this. I don't mean to talk your head off at all.
No, not at all. I mean, I appreciate it because, like you said, there are a lot of people that need to, when you become a quote unquote celebrity, people have a tendency on the outside looking in and say, oh, you got it easy. I have money. I have this. I can go for the nice thing. But at the end of the day, say, wait a minute. I'm still a human being. I go through the same things that you go through.
Please know that. Yes.
Mood swings up and down. I may feel one way one minute. I may feel another way the one second. You know, don't get it twisted just because you see me at the awards that everything is just beautiful and kumbaya. I may be going through some certain things right now.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to work my way through it. And that's one of the refreshing things that I love about you, because again, I see the growth as far as being transparent and being able to, hey, you know what? At the end of the day, I have my needs, I have my urges, I deal with this just like you do every single day.
Yeah.
Sometimes I may want to get in the mirror and kind of shake and twist a little bit, you know, show what I, you know what I mean? I hear certain sounds on the radio. I may want to get my little book, you know, just like, hey, I'm human.
So, yes, sir. I totally understand.
I definitely understand. I definitely agree with you. Challenges. Being an independent artist is a challenge. But I think it's a beautiful challenge because you have complete creative control over your music. For you, what would it take for you to allow a major label to get you to sign with them? What are some of the things that you will do, and what are some of the things that you won't do? Meaning, what are some of the things you will not relinquish in order to sign to a major label?
Well, I'm definitely not going to relinquish my power over what I write, how I write, and how much of what I write. Amen.
Okay.
definitely want to be able to put my ideas and who I am as a writer out there continuously. And so many people love it. Like, why kill a good thing, you know? And in no way is that boasting or, you know, being arrogant, but if it's already working, why not just me open my arms and say, hey, let's do this together, you know? But a lot of producers are very selfish, and I get why. You got all these songs on you know, radio, all these albums out, and you making all this money. Yeah, you want to provide for your family? Yes, but artists got to start standing up and sticking up for themselves. And I thank God for my mom. She manages me and manages me as well, and she's always looking out for her baby. And a while back, I had an incident to occur, and I was so angry. I was like, Mama, why did you do this? Why did you, you know, you had to step in and butt in. But, oh, sir, at the end of that situation, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm glad I got my mama. And she taught me that you need to make sure that you know this business as much as you possibly can, and you make sure that you are contributed to this. People don't understand that as an artist, as a gospel artist even, you're contributing to this industry, and people are paying attention to whatever you put out there, whatever you contribute. Make sure that it's right, make sure it's excellent, and make sure that you know what you're doing as it relates to business, because when it's right and excellent, the right wrongs are about to come in your face as well. So you got to make sure that you know this business and understand, because I got a lot of attention on me right now, but I got to make sure that I am, you know, poised and focused on God, not trying to be selfish myself, not being naive. And so, you know, that's what happens when you get a little bit of attention, or, you know, get a good thing, you can easily mess it up. And I see how, you know, I get it. I really do. So I'm trying to stay up under all the folks who know what's right, and, you know, let them handle it, and not be into myself.
Oh, yeah, it's easy to lose myself, because I've always liked to use that analogy. Like Linus's blanket, we get comfortable with a certain aspect. They say, wait a minute, this is the way she used to dress. This is the way she used to. And then all of a sudden, when you make that change and you grow as a person, a lot of people are receptive, and you have others not like that. She's changed her look.
Right.
She's become too secular. I'm like, wait a minute.
Right.
We have to grow. If we're still sending out that same message and we're still growing, what's the problem? But then again, we want you to sit back and be docile and dress a certain way and act a certain way. Wait, do you have a perm in your hair? No. Are you wearing makeup? I don't remember you doing that. You're wearing jeans now.
Yeah.
What? That's not. No. See, oh yeah. you see that people, like I said, people hate. They don't get comfortable with change. A lot of people are not comfortable with change. But to me, looking at your evolution is a beautiful thing. 33.
Wow.
My goodness. What was a 33-year-old Miss Lockett, if she can go back in time and have a conversation with a 22-year-old Keandra, what would you say to her?
Honestly, I think if you ask anybody that question, they would all say, I would say, do this different or do that different, change this, change that. Look, I'm about to get emotional. I think I get emotional on just about every interview with these questions.
All right.
I wouldn't tell her to change anything. Leave everything the same. Learn every lesson just about the same way. But what I would say, though, is in all those lessons and the going through the same, you know, the same thing, make sure that your focus is completely on God. And when everybody else is saying that you can't do something, or everybody else is, you know, negative towards you or what have you, make sure that you are focused on what God says about you. I think when we're more so focused on what God says about us and what Bible says, we're less, of course, less focused on other people and our self-esteem and who we are and how we work and handle things. It'll be a lot different, you know. Had I not paid attention to what so many other people said about me and you shouldn't do this and shouldn't do that, when all along the Lord was even saying, it don't go against scripture. It's just other people's convictions, or, you know, how they feel or how they handle. They feel like you got to do it that way. No, you be obedient to God, you know. And if he's given you this, you know, thought process or this way of handling or doing things, then you do that. But don't let anybody, you know, speak against it, and, you know, just all those things. Like, I think that's how come people have low self-esteem as well, because you're so busy getting your self-esteem from other people, and when they're downing you, you know, they're downing your self-esteem, or downing who you are, you're receiving that, and so it's lowering you. But you have to receive what it is that God is saying about you. And so, I wouldn't change a thing. I would just tell her to stay focused on God. That's it.
Two things that I go back to, and it has always served me well. I said, you know what? I said, remember, as far as Cain and Abel, why did he murder his brother? Because God blessed him. He did it out of jealousy. Mm-hmm. He did it out of jealousy. Mm-hmm. I go to Samson. Samson said, why hast thou forsaken me? God said, I've never forsaken you. It was you who forsaken me. Mm-hmm. I've always been mm-hmm. here with you. And I think a lot of us have that mentality. The devil speaks real loud. He can cloud your judgment. Mm-hmm. He'll give you enough mm-hmm. to put you in a situation, in a bad situation, where terrible things will take place. But you really have to listen to God, because he whispers, and he's not going to tell you something that you don't need to hear. He's going to put you in a position where you can blossom. And I've seen you blossom into a very intelligent, loving, beautiful woman. I've seen this growth, and it's just mind-blowing to this teddy bear. So much love to you, my dear. My goodness.
Thank you.
When are you coming to Houston to perform? Matter of fact, when are you coming down? And we would love to have you in the studio to perform.
Oh, I would love to come. I'm not sure. I believe there's a church that wanted me there for New Year's Eve. But, I mean, of course, I'll let you know. And if I'm down that way, I will definitely let you know, because I'm coming in. I sure am.
All right. All right. That's what I like to hear. Remember, family, be sure the new album, The Hill, is available right now. So definitely get your praise on and get that positive vibe going. Speaking of that, try. Tell the listeners out there about that particular single from the new album, Hill.
Okay. Well, Try is basically me saying to the listener, you know, that I'm going to try. And it's me suggesting or putting out there for the listener to try as well. Anything that I write about, most of it is about me. But it's relatable. And I go through the same things that everybody else go through. So, you know, why not write it down and give it to somebody else to help them with it, you know? And so I definitely have to try and really have to push harder than what I have in the past, that, you know, really living my life for God. And I recognize that I've not always lived my life fully for God. And even, you know, instances now, I'm still having to say, Keandra, you said to God that you would continue on with him, and that you would stay focused on him, you would read your word, and you stay connected to him. Do that. You really got to try. We say all the time, I'm trying, I really am, but you end up going to work, and Susie over in the corner at the cubicle, she's sitting over there acting a fool, and you want to go cuss her out.
Yes.
But that's not trying, you know. You really have to yield your life to God. You really do. And it's not as hard as you know, as people think it is, yielding to God and, you know, waiting on him. Just, you know, really bowing to him. It's not really as hard. What's hard about it is that we don't trust him to help us to do it. You know, we feel like we put pressure on ourselves and feel like we have to do it on our own. He's not saying that you have to do it on your own. Take my yoke upon you. It's easy, you know? And just follow after him. If you do what the word of God says, it won't be hard. Just do it. Just try.
That's all you can do. Well, let's get into it.
That's all you can do.
Yes, Lord. From the incredibly talented Keandra Lockett, from her new album, The Hill, with Try, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Yeah, I know my wrong from right.
the very talented Keandra Lockett from the album The Hill, of course, with Try in the Zone of LOL Radio. Remember, family, again, the album is available as we speak. So let your fingers do the walking. Make sure you stop by Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play to put it out. And if you want the latest update, stop by her official site. That's at KeandraLockett.com. Also on Twitter and Facebook. When I say what about 6 years ago, you were a princess and you have returned as a queen, my love. My goodness.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Much continued success to you. Keep striving for greatness. This is your home away from home, whatever you need. Please do not hesitate to let us know, okay?
Yes, thank you. You have a way of word. Thank you so much.
And please give my humble regards to your stylist. My goodness.
I sure will. I will. Thank you.
All right. God bless. You're very talented, Keandra Lockett.